You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last Monday, Rocket Lab launched the Rocket Like a Hurricane satellites to monitor tropical storm patterns. I spoke to Morgan Bailey about Rocket Lab's work and started by asking what the satellites will pick up that isn't being picked up right now.
What Rocket Lab launched was the first two of four satellites for NASA's TROPICS constellation. Now, this is a constellation of small satellites around about the size of a loaf of bread, and essentially they are monitoring the formation of hurricanes and tropical storms from space. But traditional weather satellites kind of only really pass over the Earth every 6 hours or so. So every 6 hours they would be able to pass over tropical storm as it's forming, and as you can imagine, these storms form relatively quickly. So if you're only getting that information every 6 hours or so, you can't provide real-time up-to-date information to those on the ground who perhaps might be in harm's way. Now, the TROPIC satellites instead will provide updates roughly every hour, which means, you know, much more improved forecasting and data to hopefully help save lives and tell people to get out of the way. Now, that's how fast we can do the revisit time with four of them. If you put more of them up, then you could get even more responsive data back.
You've got them taking different sorts of photos.
Yeah, not so much photos. And you'd need to talk to the NASA folks to get deep into the science on this. But they're kind of measuring pressure and different systems within the storms to see how they're forming, not so much kind of your traditional photos. So the data will come back and be analysed by meteorologists and scientists. So folks cleverer than me will have to look at that data and use that to ascertain, you know, how a storm is forming and its intensity. It's not the kind of data that, you know, the average untrained eye would be able to look at necessarily and be able to see how big a storm is growing. But all of that data gets fed back into various weather agencies who will analyse it and then use that to create their forecast.
At which point they might do some clever imagery, but it's not like photos.
At that point they will, yep, correct.
I know that you're involved in another project, which is developing the Neutron, which is a reusable rocket. And I wondered why you're putting so much money into developing it. Why is it such a good thing?
Well, we have two main rockets, Electron, which is the rocket that we're launching at the moment. And that's about 18 metres tall, and it can carry satellites of up to about 320 kilograms. Now, on the scale of international rockets, that's quite small. And the reason we have that small rocket is it provides dedicated access to space for small satellites. So it's a little bit like taking a bus versus a taxi or an Uber, right? So, you know, if you jump on the bus, it's going to be relatively cheap, but you get no control over the schedule. You've got to ride when the bus rides, and you're going to get dropped off probably a couple of blocks away from where you need to be. And those are all sacrifices you're prepared to make if you want that cheaper cost of transport, right? Versus you can take a taxi or an Uber, and it's going to cost you a little bit more, but it's going to pick you up exactly when you want it to, and it's going to drop you off exactly where you want it to. So you've got much more control. And that's a little bit like what Electron does. So it provides that dedicated service to small satellites that perhaps want to go to unique orbits, or they want to launch on specific timelines instead of waiting for these big rockets and flying with lots of other small satellites in one big what's called rideshare. So that's what we have flying now. And that works really well. But there are lots more satellites that need launching in years to come, and we're talking tens of thousands of satellites. A lot of them are in the form of constellations, and so they sort of all need that one big ride at once. And that's what Neutron is for. So Electron, about 320 kilogram payload mass. Neutron is about 13 tons, so much, much, much bigger rocket. And the reason that we're developing that one to launch and then come back and land is because that obviously reduces the cost of every flight. If instead of throwing away a whole rocket every time we launch, we can bring that back, fuel it up again, and go once more.
So it's a bit like a truck.
Yeah, it's a bit like a big
bus. Lots of little shipping containers inside it.
Yeah, pretty much. So it can do lots of smaller spacecraft, or it could do one big giant one. A lot of satellites these days are getting smaller and smaller. That's a great thing, but some of these really big grunty science instruments still really need big satellites. So Neutron will be able to launch those as well.
So what are all these satellites for?
What are they not for is the better question. Everything from internet from space, communications, Earth observation, weather, scientific exploration. You know, the thing that I think a lot of people don't realise is how much you actually rely on space every day now in our lives. It's a little bit like the infrastructure, you know, the pipes under the ground or the roads that we all use or the power lines. Every time you fire up Google Maps, you're relying on satellite data. And of course, in fact, I think today in New Zealand, Apple is rolling out its new SOS feature, whereby if you happen to be out hiking in the bush somewhere and get caught, you can push a button on your phone and send out an emergency signal, and hopefully someone can come and help you. And you can do that in areas that don't have traditional cell coverage. So instead, you'll be connecting directly to a satellite from your phone. So it's technology that we all use now and rely on. But like all technology, it's kind of continuing to evolve and permeate our society and our lives more and more. And we need more satellites up there to deliver that.
I saw on your website that space travel was possible. How far away is that?
Look, our business is much more freight, as unsexy as that might sound. So our kind of key priority is getting satellites where they need to in orbit. We also build satellites and a bunch of their components as well. Neutron is being developed from day one to be human spaceflight capable. That's because rides to orbit for the International Space Station and to support NASA and other programs like that are relatively limited, and you never know when those capabilities aren't going to be available anymore. So we thought, we're going to build a new rocket, let's build it from day one to be able to support that. But right now, it's certainly not our primary market.
That was Morgan Bailey of Rocket Lab.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.